FDA reverses itself, rejects COVID antibody test results, and sanity reigns. June 29, 2021, by John Rappaport. Even a robot programmed to follow the science would throw up his hands in despair while reading the latest FDA COVID pronouncement. After untold numbers of people have been given antibody tests to determine their COVID status, the FDA now states. Today, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued a safety communication informing the public that results from SARS-CoV-2 antibody tests should not be used to evaluate immunity or protection from COVID-19 at any time, and especially after the person received a COVID-19 vaccination. Boom. I'm imagining just a small sample of people, perhaps 5,000, marching in unison into a hospital, saying, "We tested positive for COVID on an antibody test, and then we had to isolate, and some of us were treated with toxic drugs, and now we learn that the antibody test is useless." The FDA document, dated May 19, 2021, is titled, "FDA in Brief, FDA advises against use of SARS-CoV-2 antibody test results to evaluate immunity or protection from COVID-19, including after vaccination." Digging a little deeper in the document, we have a statement referring to the COVID vaccine. "The authorized vaccines for prevention of COVID-19 induce antibodies to specific viral protein targets. Post-vaccination antibody test results will be negative in individuals without a history of previous natural infection if the test used does not detect the type of antibodies induced by the vaccine." In other words, the FDA is saying, look, the vaccine creates specific antibodies against the spike protein, not the virus. If you take the standard antibody test after vaccination, it'll be useless, because the test isn't meant to detect antibodies against the spike protein. It only detects antibodies against the virus. This raises several serious questions. One of them is, since developing antibody tests is as easy as pie, why hasn't the FDA developed one that detects antibodies against the spike protein? And the answer to that question is obvious. If the FDA did develop such a test, then, in terms of conventional vaccine theory, it would be easy to see how well the vaccine is working, or not working. And that is not a goal public health officials want to achieve. That is not a risk worth taking. Suppose, after testing 20,000 vaccinated people, it turns out that only 800 have produced antibodies against the spike protein? Another, unanswered, question: are specific antibodies against the spike protein, conferred by the vaccine, sufficient to neutralize, disable, destroy the actual virus if it drops down out of a cloud and tries to infect a vaccinated person? Of course, as my readers know, I've spent a year demonstrating that no one has proved the SARS-CoV-2 virus exists. However, I make many forays into the insane world where people believe the virus is real, and I show that even within that world, the experts contradict themselves and compound their egregious fallacies like rabbits spawning babies. This latest foray shows the FDA is both criminal and insane. The link to this article posted on John's blog is here, with sources. Follow John on Gab at John Rappaport.